Welcome to the pregame show of Dowling Catholic High School basketball with your host, Mark Amadeo, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Urbandale Gym as they're introducing the starting lineups for Game 2, Dowling and Urbandale, the boys' contest. We'll start with the visitors from Dowling, the Maroons in their visiting maroon uniforms with black numbers with the white border on the white numbers. And Dowling coach is Michael Connor in his 12th year, 164 wins, 91 losses, assisted by Nick Wagner and Jimmy Nahas. Maroons come in with a record of 6-3, and they're ranked just outside the top 10 in the AP rankings. They're 3-1 in Iowa Conference play, and Maroons will start at one guard, Sam Ngoli, 6'5 senior, averaging 16.5 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. He'll wear number 5. The other guard is Blake Clark, 6'3 senior, averaging 6.5 points and 2.5 rebounds. Clark will wear number 21. The third guard is Dylan Eastman, 6'2 senior, averaging 3.5 points in the season. He'll wear number 25. And at one forward for the Maroons, Luke Yasinich, 6'6 senior, averaging 9 points, 4.5 rebounds. He'll wear number 15. And at center for Dowling is John Wagner. John will wear number 33, a 6'6 senior, averaging 9 points, 5.5 rebounds. So it'll be Ngoli, Clark, and Eastman, the three guards. Yasinich at forward and Wagner at center for Dowling. Maroons come in averaging 57 points on offense, give up 50 points on defense. And again, a 6-3 record on the season. And now for the Urbandale Jayhawks. The head coach is John Schmitz in his third year, 19 wins and 35 losses. The Jayhawks come in with a 4-5 record. And they're 1-3 in the Iowa Conference, and they'll start at point guard. Number 5, Henry Drake, 5'7 senior, averaging 13.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and averaging just under 4 assists. He'll wear number 5. The other guard is Alex Economus, 5'8 junior, averaging 2.5 points. He'll wear number 14. And the third guard is Ben DeKreif, 6'1 senior, averaging 7.5 points in the season. He'll wear number 23. At one forward for the Jayhawks, A.J. Costello, a 6'7 senior, averaging 15 points, 6.5 rebounds, so we're number 20. And we're just about ready to get started here at the Urbandale Gym. Lucas Strain is the fifth player at center, 6'3 junior, averaging just under 2 points, 5 rebounds. And the tip is up and controlled by Urbandale, and we are underway. Michael Morrow, high school basketball on a Tuesday night. Dowling girls are winner, 56-45. You joined us late. Maroons now have won 8 in a row on the girls' side, and they have a now 11-1 record in the 6th ranking. And now the Jayhawk boys with the basketball.
Dowling in a man-to-man defense.
We didn't see a lot in that girls' game. We saw a 2-3 zone most of that contest.
That gave Dowling some trouble.
It did. Here is Drake with it. Outstanding running back for Coach Sam Anderson and the Urbandale football team as Jayhawks just being very tentative here, Michael, looking
for that high percentage shot. They're working the ball around the perimeter. No penetration.
All right, here's DeKreif with it. He'll hand it off to Anthony Costello. Dribbles baseline, shot up and no good over Yasinich. Rebound Clark and Dowling. So just about a one-minute possession there for the Jayhawks. Here's Clark with it. Urbandale stays man-to-man. Dowling going left to right towards the north basket here at the Urbandale Gym. We're in the south gym here at Urbandale where they play all their varsity events with the basketball. For the Maroons is Eastman. Now gets to the Clark at the free throw line. They look to post up Wagner, and they can't. So now they get it through Yasinich. Here's Wagner out to Eastman for three. Good. So Dowling scores first. Dylan Eastman with his 6th 3 of the year. That's his first three tonight. It's a Chameleon Suns three-pointer, and Dowling out to a 3-0
lead. Full court pressure by the Maroons.
It was DeKreif, Patterson, who come off the bench for Urbandale tonight, and Drake, three players ahead, were in their leading scorers against Dowling in the last meeting. 3-0, Dowling. Urbandale in the front court. With it is Economus. This is Alex. Pass goes left side to Drake. Now top of the key to Anthony Costello. Jayhawks playing catch on the perimeter. Here's Economus.
Oh, he walked, got away with it.
And he stopped in the lane. Now kicked it back out to Costello. Down the lane at the left hand. Layup good right around Eastman.
Nice move by Costello.
Anthony Costello. Shoots and scores for Urbandale for their first basket. And it's 3-2 Dowling. 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Mark Amadeo, Michael Morrow, our studio producer tonight is Jeff Piggott. We appreciate all his work back at the studios of Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling with the basketball. They get it in the corner to Wagner underneath, a shot up and good. Nice pass by Yasinich to make that happen.
Nice pass by Yasinich from the corner to the box, and Wagner is able to finish it off.
5-2 Maroons. Full court pressure by Dowling as Clark forces DeKreif to give up the basketball. Jayhawks get it in the front court. Here's Henry Drake with it. Dribbles down the right side. His shot is blocked by Wagner. Johnny Wags with the rebound. Outlet pass to Clark. Under 5 minutes remaining. And Maroons will wait for everybody. Here's Ngoli with it. Now they work underneath.
Nice,
and underneath the Yasinich layup is good. Nice pass that time by Eastman to Yasinich.
Nice give and go. Eastman to Yasinich. Yasinich gets the lay-in.
Yeah, nice two-man game on that right wing. 7-2 Dowling. Maroons by 5. In the front court is Alex Economus. He's up for Drake. Dowling stays man-to-man. Here's Drake with it. Thinks about the three. He's guarded by Ngoli. What a mismatch that is.
He gets a lot of side. Drake lifts it to
5'7" and 6'5". Underneath, a shot no good by Costello, but a foul called on Dowling. Clark will pick up the foul. That's his first. That'll be the first team foul on Dowling, as free throw line will be Anthony Costello. And he'll have two free throws here. A 77% free throw shooter is Costello.
Bounces up and down, don't go in.
And the first free throw, no good. Will Patterson checking in the lineup for Urbandale. And he'll replace Alex Economus. So for Urbandale, it's Drake, Strain, Costello, DeKreif, and Patterson. And the second free throw is good. So Costello has all three of Urbandale's points. Dowling with the substitution as Dylan Eastman will sit down. And for the first time tonight is Sam McMurray. Murray, a 6'1 senior, averaging 5.5 points, 83% free throw shooter. Here's Clark, top of the key for three. It's no good, and Ngoli with the rebound. He'll go to the basket, layup good.
Nice finish.
He was not defended at all. Sam with an uncontested layup after rebound. It's 9-3 Maroons. 4 minutes remaining, first quarter.
Dowling showed some double team out of their press.
Yeah, press. Now they've double teamed Drake and a timeout, Urbandale. And it'll be a 30-second timeout by head coach John Smits. With 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Mark Amadale and Michael Marl, Dowling 9, Urbandale 3. Joined us late, Dowling girls won their eighth in a row. They defeated Urbandale 56-45. And that lead is to see that game, rather the final score is this evening, 11-point win for Dowling, but they struggled throughout the game against a very, fired up Urbandale team tonight in the girls' game. And I thought it might transfer over here in the boys' contest too, Michael.
Well, Dowling's opened up pretty hot from the field. They're four for five from the field to start the game, and one of those is a three. So you come out shooting like that, and they're getting some easy looks. That's Dowling's 6-point lead. Good timeout by the Urbandale head coach to try to get things in order again, because that Dowling pressure was giving them some problems.
All right, Urbandale will inbound the ball. Dowling still with full court pressure. As the Jayhawks now get it to Drake, who's guarded by Ngoli. Going to be close to a 10-second count here in the backcourt, and they finally get it in the front court to Patterson. All right, here is underneath is DeKreif, and he can't get the shot off. Ball loose on the floor, and Strain comes away with it. Now a 3-second in the lane on Urbandale, so another violation. So Costello back into the Urbandale lineup.
Urbandale had the right idea. They drove the baseline. They got their double team. They tried to dish it off to the guy under the basket. He wasn't ready to receive it and lost the ball and got called for 3 seconds in the lane.
All right, Jack Keough into the Dowling lineup. Jack, a 6'1 junior, averaging 3 points and 1.5 rebounds on the season off the bench. Here's Wagner for the Maroons. And a couple dribbles, can't get the shot off. 3:10 remaining, first quarter, 9-3 Dowling. Here in game number two of our girl-boy doubleheader. Here's underneath is Ngoli, and now he leaves it for Wagner, and his shot is blocked. Blocked by Anthony Costello, rebound Urbandale. Jayhawks in transition. DeKreif won't shoot the three, leaves it for Drake, and he will. Shoots and scores. Henry Drake with his first three of the night, 17th of the year. Dowling the other way, and a layup up and good in transition by McMurray.
Nice transition basket by the Maroons.
And now a whistle, and the ball tipped away. It'll be Urbandale possession. 2:43 remaining, Dowling by 5, 11-6. Urbandale has Lucas Strain back in the lineup. He'll replace Anthony Costello. One foul on the Maroons thus far, and that's on Blake Clark. Urbandale without a foul.
They're going to come over and double team.
There's Drake with it and nearly double team. Drake at 5'7".
Good rotation by the Maroons.
Gets it down to Casey Steen, who's in the lineup, and we've got a violation on Urbandale.
Turnover number two for the Jayhawks. Dowling's played almost 5 minutes, a little over 5.5 minutes with no turnovers.
The Maroons will face full court pressure. And Dowling gets it across the timeline. Here is Jack Keel. Guarded by DeKreif. He gets it in goalie. Sam looking inside to Wagner. Can't get it to him. Now diagonal pass inside to Wagner, and he loses it out of bounds. Good defense that time by
first turnover by the Maroons.
Well, Costello with pretty good defense, but I'll tell you what, the Maroons were looking inside of the big guy.
He was open. Big guy was open. He turned to go to the basket and then lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number one.
Full court pressure by Dowling. Here's Will Patterson with it as he gets the inbounds pass, guarded by McMurray. 2 minutes remaining. Dowling by 5, 11-6. Here in the first quarter from the Urbandale gym tonight on a Tuesday night.
Nice pass.
Now backdoor cut and a layup good by Anthony Costello. Costello with.
Nice finish by Costello. Nice
five
pass.
Five of Urbandale's 8 points. 11-8 Maroons. Maroons in the front court. Here's Ngoli. Guarded by Patterson in the lane. Shot up and no good. He drew the foul and it'll be on Patterson of Urbandale. So on Will, that'll be his first. Patterson coming in, a 6'2 junior. Averaging 8 points, 3 rebounds. He started some games for head coach John Smits. And he's in the rotation right now. All right, the free throw line is in goal, and he hits the first.
Dowling's first free throw.
So Dowling, Michael, has had five players in the scoring column here in the first quarter.
They've shot the ball well here to start the first quarter.
12-8 Maroons. Second free throw coming by Angoli, a 65% free throw shooter, and he makes it. Nice game brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. We appreciate their support of Dowling Catholic Athletics here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale, Michael Morrow from the Urbandale gym. Jeff Piggott, our studio producer. And now Urbandale facing pressure. Drake all the way down the lane. His shot is blocked. Rebound Jayhawks. Costello with it, guarded by Angoli.
Drake is quick to the basket. He's just so small at 5'7".
Now they got Clark on Drake this time. Henry Drake, second leading scorer, but he leads in three categories. Points, rebounds, assists, and four categories, and three-point baskets made, Henry Drake. So Dowling will rotate defenders on him, Michael.
You say the running back for the football team, you can tell he is really quick.
He is. Did a nice job for Coach Anderson. He and John Wagner met a few times.
Wow.
All right, and here's nice Costello move. With a leaner in the lane. It's no good, but he drew the foul. And Anthony Costello, 6'7", senior for Urbandale, right-handed player, but that was a left-handed leaner he tried to
He run. Came down the baseline, a reverse layup with the left hand, drew the foul.
Now trouble for
good
the Maroons.
Good-looking player.
Clark has picked up his second foul, and the left-hander Costello, I thought it was a right-hander. He's a lefty. Free
makes
throw
that
good.
Let that left-handed shot a little easier.
Yeah. I thought he was a righty. And he hits a free throw. He's got 6 points. There's a few people driving on the roads of Central Iowa, maybe going off on the shoulder over that one. Yeah, he's a lefty. I thought he shot right-handed.
There you go.
Didn't see warm-ups. Second free throw good. Anthony Costello, nickname AJ, has 7 points to lead Urbandale.
He sounds like a linebacker, AJ Costello.
13-10 Maroons. 50 seconds remaining, first quarter. Dowling with the ball. Here is Keel with it. They lob it inside to Ngoli. Now back to Keel. He dribble drives the lane. An offensive foul on Keel. He threw the elbow against Henry Drake. And that'll be an offensive foul on Jack. And that'll be his first. Wasn't anything flagrant. Drake gets right back up.
More full court pressure. They're going to double the ball up when it comes in.
40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Urbandale, the length of the court to
There's
go.
There's a double team. Now he's in real trouble.
Now Costello bounces off the leg of Dowling's Ryan Riggs, who just checked in.
Dowling's double team in that first pass. He was really in trouble in the corner and bounced it off the leg of one of the Dowling Maroons, and Urbandale will play it from clear back on their
right
back
in front of their
court.
Right in front of their bench. Drake inbounds the ball. And now Economist wants to dribble against Dowling's Jack Heel. So they'll take it up. Maroons have played full court pressure the whole game.
30 seconds
man
left.
Man to man. Yeah, 30 seconds remaining. Dowling by three. Urbandale with the basketball. They go right to left towards the south basket here at the South Gym at Urbandale. I want to thank Bill Watson and his crew for helping us get set up tonight. Girls game won by the Dowling girls, 56-45.
Dowling 9 girls. Seconds.
All right, here is Patterson with it. Leaves it for Costello. He'll launch a three left wing. It's no good. Rebound Dowling and Eastman, and that's how the quarter win with the rebound by the Maroons. No shot taken. And we've come to the end of the first quarter of play with the score. Dowling 13, Urbandale 10 here in this boys' contest. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a. and 9 p. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym for the start of the second quarter. Dowling leading Urbandale 13-10. Mark Amadale along with Michael Morrow. Jeff Pickett, our studio producer. At halftime of our contest, Kristen Meyer and a Dowling player or two will join us. As we'll recap the girls' game, won by Dowling in game one, 56-45 over Urbandale. Now Dowling starts with the basketball here on the boys' side of things. Start the second quarter, Maroons with it. It's McMurray, Keel, John Wagner, Luke Yasinich, and Dylan Eastman, the five on the floor. Here's Wagner to lane, jump stops, leaves it for McMurray. His shot up and no good, and rebounded by Urbandale and Will Patterson. Jayhawks now have it in the front court. Here's Drake with it. Henry. Dribble handoff to DeKreif. Ben with it. Leaves it for Will Patterson. Patterson down the lane. Pull-up jumper is no good, but he drew the foul before the shot against Dowling. First quarter numbers, Michael Morrow.
Dowling, 5-for-8 from the field for 63%. 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 4 rebounds, 2 turnovers. They're 1-for-2 at the three-point line. Urbandale, 3-out-of-10 for 30%. 3-for-4 at the free throw line. 3 rebounds, 1 turnover. 1-for-2 from 3 for their 10 points.
Last foul was on Dowling's Jack Keel. That's his second foul. 14 foul on the Maroons here in the first half. 1 on Urbandale. Now a long three-pointer. No good by Henry Drake. Rebound Dowling. Keel with it. Skip pass in the corner. McMurray. To Yasinich for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Keel comes away with it. And underneath they try to get it to Yasinich, and it goes out of bounds. Poked away by the Jayhawks. They'll be Dowling basketball underneath their own basket as Sam Mangoli checks in for Jack Keel, who will sit down with 2 fouls here in the first half. Just under 7 minutes remaining, second quarter. Mangoli will inbound the ball, gets it to Wagner in the inbounds pass, and Wagner shoots and scores. He beat Anthony Costello to the basket.
Nice out-of-bounds play. Wagner gets the easy look. Puts Dowling up by 5.
15-10 Maroons. The Jayhawks inbound the ball. Here's DeKreif with it. Gets it to Steen. Now back to Drake. Dowling man-to-man, full court. Now Drake dribbles across the timeline. Jayhawks in a 1-4 set. Dowling stays man-to-man. They lob it in the corner to DeKreif.
He
can't get his shot off. Almost picked up his dribble and his foot at the same time, but no call. Jayhawks keep possession. Here's Drake for 3. And we got a loose ball foul called before the shot, I believe. Let's
see. Looks like it's on Yasinich.
They are. Yasinich does pick up the foul. That's his first. And the
team foul number 5 for the
15
Maroons.
Foul on the Maroons, yeah. So Maroons are in trouble there. Our officials tonight, Jerry Kinder, Kyle McCullough, and Mike Umfleet. three-man officiating crew did a great job in the first game. They kept them around for the second game. 6.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling by five. Urbandale with the basketball. Corner three up and no good by Costello. Offensive rebound by Patterson, but he overshot the basket. Rebound Dowling and Yasinich. Runs in transition. Here's Ngoli with it. Sam looking for a cutter. Now gets the Eastman in the corner. Man-to-man defense by Urbandale. There's Wagner on the baseline. He'll launch a 10-footer up. Off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, nice rebound. Put back up and good by Dowling's Luke Yasinich. That's his 4 points.
Dowling continues to be a good offensive rebounding team.
Urbandale having trouble in the backcourt. Now they finally get it out to Patterson. He takes it down court. His shot no good. Offensive rebound, Urbandale and Steen. Leaves it for Drake. Back to Steen. They work the right side and nearly threw it away. Patterson picked it up. Right wing. Now works the corner to Costello. His shot, fadeaway jumper in the lane. Good. Right around Yasinich. A.J. Costello with his 9th point. And Urbandale with just 2 players that have scored here, Michael. Costello with 9 and Drake with a 3-pointer. Underneath, Yasinich's shot no good. Out of bounds. They say it's Urbandale's. Maroons lead it 17-12. Now Blake Clark will check in for the Maroons. He'll replace McMurray. So it'll be Clark, Eastman, Wagner, Ngoli, and Yasinich, the 5 on the floor for the Maroons.
Dowling kind of goes with the 7-man rotation, and they work the freshman Wiggs in for a little rest. For, so they actually go with 8 when they take Wagner out of the line.
It also kind of depends on who's in foul trouble and who's not.
Yeah,
and who's,
exactly.
And maybe who's playing well and who's not. Urbandale with the ball. Here's Drake with it, who's guarded by Wagner in this particular sequence. Jayhawks go right to left towards the south basket. Here's Strain with it, who's back in. Lucas Strain. These are for Drake. And he nice his way in the lane. His shot's no good, and he commits the foul on the offensive glass. He fouled Clark.
Wow, nice drive by Drake. Going to the basket, using the left-hand layup, rolls out of the rim, and then he makes a frustration foul.
That's second, the first foul on Drake. Second team foul on Urbandale. Dowling with 5 team fouls. 4:50 remaining first quarter. Or rather, second quarter, and down by 5. And the Maroons turn the ball over. They cross half court, and they throw it away. Lucas Strain with the steal for Urbandale. Here's Costello with it. Anthony, guarded by Wagner. Leaves it for Patterson. Now guarded by Wagner as they switch.
No, they just threw it away.
And the Jayhawks toss it back. So both teams exchange turnovers there, Michael.
Unforced turnover there.
Alex Economist back in the lineup. The junior for Urbandale. He'll replace Will Patterson. Patterson's kind of like that sixth starter, if you could. He kind of shares time. I talked to Coach Smith yesterday. He said, well, it's got to depends on practice last night. Well, practice last night, Strain starts, and Patterson comes off the bench. But he'll play a lot. All right, here's Dowling with the ball, and that's Ngoli with it. 3-point line extended. Dribbles in the lane. Cut off nicely that time by Economist. Now they work it in the corner to Clark. Blake dribbles baseline. Cut off, leaves it for Yasinich. Top of the key to Eastman for 3. It's no good. And a rebound, Urbandale and Costello. And a backcourt foul on Ngoli, of all things. Sam trying to guess where the outlet pass would be, and he fouled the defender. So Sam picks up his first foul, and that is a 16 foul on the Maroons. So the final 4:05, Urbandale will be in the bonus here. Now the Jayhawks throw it in. Strain will throw it in against pressure. He bounces it right off the Dowling defender, Luke Yasinich, right
nobody,
off his knee.
Had nobody to go to, so he threw it off Yasinich's knee.
No kidding.
Ball banged into the wall. They'll play it out again.
Urbandale trailing by 5, 17-12 here in the second quarter with 4 minutes remaining. Jayhawks inbound the ball. Here's Economist, guarded by Eastman. Dowling's going to jump him here. They got a double team on and a steal by Ngoli. Step right in front
nice
of Strain.
Pass.
And underneath, a layup good by Dowling's Dylan Eastman. Nice pass by Ngoli.
Nice steal. Nice behind-the-back pass by Ngoli.
Eastman now with 5 points, 19-12, Dowling by 7. Largest lead for Dowling is right now with 3:35 remaining, second quarter. DeCry for Urbandale has it. 3-point line extended right
another
wing.
Another turnover.
And a bad pass to Drake, stolen by Ngoli. Sam down court, layup is up and no good, and he's fouled on the play by DeCry. And Sam will go to the free throw line for the Maroons. And that's 2 big steals for Sam here on back-to-back possessions.
Back-to-back possessions.
So Ngoli with 4 points. He'll have an opportunity here with 2 free throws. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision, Kemen, Dental Associates, and Construction Professionals. As the first free throw is good by Ngoli. Sam has 5 points tonight.
Dowling 3 for 3 for the half.
What's the turnovers looking like, Michael Morrow, for both teams?
Dowling has 3, very manageable. Urbandale has, they have 4. So
just
not real bad.
And they just had their 3rd and 4th ones happen.
Right.
And that's the result of Sam Angoli. So back-to-back steals. And the second free throw no good by Sam. Rebound Urbandale. Pattison comes away with it. Outlet pass goes down court to Costello, and he catches the ball and puts it in for the basket. Nice job by Costello. He looked like a receiver there in the pass from the quarterback.
Nice catch, nice finish.
Costello with 11 points to lead the Jayhawks. He has 11 of their 14 points. It's just him and Drake, the only two that have scored.
They're in the zone now.
20-14, Dowling by 6. Underneath
nice
is
pass.
Wagner, and his shot is good. As the Maroons beat the zone there.
They beat the zone. Wagner got behind the zone. Dowling moved the ball well, and he got a lay-in.
Johnny Wags with 6 points. Now the inbounds pass and a foul on Dowling. Get the ball into Economist, and he collided with Sam. And the only problem was Sam didn't have the ball. Economist did. Foul on Angoli. That'll
number
be his second
two.
Foul.
He should be coming out of the game, I believe. Three substitutions.
And as you mentioned, bonus time for Urbandale. It's a 1-1, 17 foul on Dowling, and going to the free throw line will be Alex Economist. Clark will go out of the lineup, so will Wagner. So Dowling with 3 substitutions. Riggs will check in. Jasnich back in at the free throw line. The shot is no good by Economist, and the rebound comes out to Dowling. Now a corner. Just inside the 3-point line. Shot no good by Eastman. Rebound comes out to Urbandale. Dowling by 8. 22-14. Here's Economist in the front court. He's guarded by Sam McMurray. McMurray, the pass on the right side, goes to Drake, who was guarded by Keogh, who's back in with 2 fouls. Now they work the right side. Here's Economist with it. They lob inside to Costello, and we've got a holding foul called on Riggs before the shot. So Ryan Riggs picks up his first foul, 18th foul on the Maroons, and 1-1 for Urbandale as Costello will go to the line here, Michael.
Urbandale is 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 5 out of 6.
First free throw up and good by Costello.
Or 4 out of 6, 4 out of 6, I'm sorry.
And the second free throw off the mark, no good.
Rebound Maroons.
Rebound Dowling. Costello with 12 points now to lead Urbandale. He has 12 of their 15 points. 2 minutes remaining. Dowling by 7, 22-15. Here's McMurray with it for Dowling. Dribbles the left side. Leaves it for Keogh for 3. Good!
Big 3.
Jack Keogh with his first 3 of the night.
Dowling's second 3 of the game.
That's a Tamian Sons 3-pointer from the left baseline. That's his 6th 3 of the year for Jack Keogh. 25-15, Dowling by 10. Their largest lead of the night is right now. Keep in mind, Dowling won by 16, 73-57 last month over Urbandale. Now we got a whistle and a foul at half court on Dowling. And that might
hand
be,
check.
And it will be, on Keogh. That's his 3rd. So Jack came in as part of his rotation. Coach O'Connor thought, well, can I trust you for a few minutes in your rotation to give a blow? And Jack commits his 3rd foul, and now decision time for the Maroons. Keogh stays in for now. 1-1 coming, and a first free throw good for Economist. So somebody other than Drake and Costello scoring here, Michael, for Urbandale.
Yes.
And that is Alex Economist, 5'8 junior, 50% free throw shooter on the year. Second free throw rolls off the rim, no good. Ball tipped away by Costello, but right into the hands of Eastman, and Dowling with the basketball. Keogh in the front court, playing with 3 fouls. Works the right side. Here's McMurray. Dribbles baseline, cut off. 1.5 remaining. Dowling by 9. Now they work inside to Riggs. He loses it. Stolen away by Drake. Here comes Henry and Urbandale. Drake in the corner on the left wing to Pattison. Leads
nice
it for
pass.
Costello. His shot blocked. Blocked by Riggs and out of bounds to Urbandale. Nice job by Ryan Riggs, the
nice
young freshman.
Block. Nice block by Riggs.
So DeKreif checks into the Urbandale lineup. He'll replace Alex Economist. 1:15 remaining. Urbandale inbounds the ball, trailing by 9 to Dowling. With it is Pattison. Leaves it for Drake. Henry looking inside to Costello. And check that. Casey Steen, who just checked in, guarded by Jasnich. Back out to Drake. Drake, 15-footer left wing, off the rim, no good. Ball slapped out of bounds, and it'll be off Urbandale as Steen hits it out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball, Michael, with 54 seconds remaining in the half.
Urbandale with just 6 points this quarter.
Yeah, Dowling has outscored Urbandale 12-6.
Double the score on him.
12-6 Dowling here in the second quarter. Bruins led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. Riggs will check out, and John Wagner back in for the final 50 seconds of the first half.
1-2-2, three-quarter court press.
Now Eastman dribbles in the front court for the Maroons. Underneath the Wagner, left block. His shot off the glass, good. He just backed his way in against Casey Steen. And
too strong. Wagner was too strong, backed his way in, got the easy lay-in.
Wagner with 8 points here in the first half, and now Mike Umfleet said a 30-second timeout or not.
Well, he's putting Keogh back in with three fouls.
No, substitution. Justin Board checks in for Urbandale, 6'6 senior wearing number 34.
Keogh actually have three fouls?
Yes, he does.
Putting back in with 35 seconds left.
Now they inbound the ball to Patterson. Patterson dribbles in the front court for Urbandale. Guarded by Keogh with three fouls. And they work the right side. Here's DeKreif with it. The handoff to Patterson. 18 seconds remaining. Patterson drives on McMurray. And
oh, they got a foul.
We got a foul, or yes, we do.
Foul on Eastman.
Jerry Kinder said there's a foul as Patterson dribbled to the basket. It'll be on Eastman.
Double bonus.
And that'll be the 10th foul on Dowling. As you're right, Michael. Double bonus for Urbandale. And at the free throw line, shooting two will be Will Patterson. He was looking for his first points of the night. First free throw, no good. Patterson, a 72% free throw shooter, and he bricked that one, boy. Hit it hard off the glass, off the back iron, and rolled off. St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. We want to thank them for supporting our broadcast of high school basketball and Dowling Catholic.
Get that second one.
Second free throw good by Patterson. That's his first point. 27-17, Dowling by 10. Now whistling a foul as the Maroons get it in the front court.
That's just the Jayhawks' fourth foul.
They have fouls to give, but Henry Drake just commits his second. Now we've got a timeout on the floor with 9 seconds remaining. We'll keep it here as this will be a 30-second timeout as Dowling leads at 27-17 along with Michael Morrow, Mark Amadale. At halftime, we'll be joined by head coach Kristen Meyer, the Dowling girls basketball coach. Looks like she brought one of Southside's own, hey, Josie Feiler, up here.
Good to see her moving around.
You better have some good questions for these young ladies, Michael Morrow.
It's good to see her moving around.
Yeah, off that ACL surgery. Had a very nice night. Came off the bench, and, you know, they've been, Michael, as you know, limiting her playing time. She had 6 points tonight, did Josie, 2 field goals and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. But
I think they're doing it just right, the way they're bringing her back in.
Yeah, she came back in and plays the final minute or so of the first quarter, plays some time in the second, and just trying to get her going. That left knee worked on, ACL surgery, and talked to Josie at halftime. All right, 7 seconds, top of the key, 3 for Goalie's good. Sam with the three-pointer, and that is a Tamia and Sons three-pointer. Dowling 30-17, the Maroons with their largest lead at halftime of 13. As Dowling leads at 30-17 at halftime alongside Michael Morrow, Mark Amadale, and we are at the Urbandale Gym tonight in Game 1, a final. The Dowling girls won their 8th in a row. They defeated Urbandale 56-45. And in the boys' game at halftime, Dowling leading Urbandale 30-17 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door, design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com. Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Urbandale Gym alongside Michael Morrow, Mark Amadale. Halftime of the boys' game, Dowling leading 30-17 over the Jayhawks. And we're joined by members of the Dowling girls' basketball team who earlier tonight defeated Urbandale 56-45. Dowling winning their eighth straight game. They go to 11-1 on the season. And we're joined by head coach Kristen Meyer and Josie Feiler. Welcome to you both. And, coach, what a game we saw in game one. That 2-3 zone caused problems for you. But, boy, you found a way to kind of break through that ice in that second half. And it was an interesting game. You're playing Urbandale for the second time tonight and came away with the win. Coach Birdwell had his team well prepared for you the second time, didn't he?
Yeah, that's something that we talked about the past couple of days. We knew Urbandale had really improved a lot throughout the season. They've got more experience. They've got some athletes, and they play hard. So we thought we might see a 2-3 zone. We thought maybe we'd be able to break it a little bit easier than we did, but didn't get much out of our fast break early on because we fouled or gave up some offensive rebound. So once we got that going a little bit and made a couple threes there in the second half, we settled down some.
Well, Jayhawks, D.D. Pryor and Maya Jimfey really led the way, and along with Malia Cole, they were just attacking the basket and playing that 2-3 zone. So offensively, they were really presenting problems and sometimes matchup problems, but your kids really, you know, made the adjustment, I thought, at halftime where you outscored them in the third quarter 13-8, and then you outscored him in the fourth quarter 20-11, kind of wore him down in that pressure defense. You go with that man-to-man pressure, which we're seeing in the boys' game here with Coach O'Connor. That kind of wore Urbandale down a little bit, I thought.
Yeah, and to be honest, we hadn't really done our full-court press much the past few games, but we talked about it before the game that we might do it. And then at halftime, we thought we'd mix things up a little bit, and I think it just gave us a little bit more energy, and we got a couple turnovers out of it, and just then we're able to attack the basket. So it was a battle there, but just made a couple more buckets down the end.
Yes, certainly did. A couple more rebounds. The young lady you brought off the bench to your right, Josie Feiler. It's good to see her that she's playing in the 2018 portion of the season, not the 2017 part, but good to have her back and in the rotation, Coach, in your post.
Yeah, she just wanted to take off a few months, you know, let the other girls get a little experience. Thought she'd join us here for the fun part, the second half of the season.
And, you know, and Michael and I were talking about this before you guys came up, how you've really kind of just brought her along off the bench, a few minutes here, a few minutes there, just kind of watched her as she kind of grows back into her her game. And I thought you and the coaching staff at Dowling have managed that still very well, and this is just what, game three since she's been back.
Yeah, and it's really nice to have her to be able to, you know, watch the first couple minutes, kind of see the rhythm of the game, come in, give a few. And right now we've got three different post players that we're playing at the five spot. We might play, you know, one or two of them at the four spot some. But we've definitely got plenty of options and just trying to, as you said, give Josie a chance to kind of work her way back into, you know, game speed.
All right, Josie, got to ask you a question. I know we've talked about bringing you along, but you're ready to go the full 32 minutes now, right? That's where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely. And the coaching staff has done a great job of like working me into the game to get my cardio back, because after sitting,
right,
I was out of shape a little bit. But I think that's getting better every game, every practice.
Well, what I would do, this is just a bit of advice, because the assistant coach, when I was playing, is right to my right here, start telling the assistants, hey, I can play the whole game. Hey, and that'll eventually get to the head coach. Michael Morrow, you're known for that.
That's
you're
right.
You and Kevin O'Hare kind of nurtured a lot of stuff between the head coach.
Sit down and relax.
I don't think our assistant coaches are above bribery. I haven't asked them, but you can give it a try.
I thought, Joe, you played well in there. You know, there was a big play in the game, and I was watching the play. She came in on a dead ball, and you guys were kind of in between pressure and up, and Jody looked back at you, and you said, move up. The minute you moved up, the girl threw a ball right into your hands for a big two-point layup. So I've got to give the coach credit for having that intuition, moving her right to the spot where the ball was going to be.
You're and always back in the game.
And they're finishing off. It was a good play. It was a big play in the game.
Remember that one, Josie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was kind of confused at what she was telling me to do. I was kind of running
and
in circles.
And she did move there, and I'll be darned, when she did move there, they threw the ball right to you.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
Yeah. Some of those accidental plays that happen, Michael. You
accidental.
Know.
I saw it coming a mile away.
That's
I knew
the one
Josie
you're talking about
would grab
up.
It.
Well, you know, your coaching staff, Joel Danner, Scott Babinat, and, of course, Tom Donahue, when he doesn't have a camera, he's also drawing the plays once in a while, do a great job for you. And, of course, Lisa Morrissey-Smith do a fine job. But this gal, you know, ACL injury in the summer, surgery, rehab, oh, that word rehab.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's where you find out a lot about yourself, because you're by yourself, you're doing that rehab. And, Josie, talk about the battle to get back on the court this year.
Yeah, you know, when I found out I tore my ACL, I didn't really know what to expect. So I reached out to some teammates that I knew, like, tore their ACL, and they gave me some great advice. And now being able to play again, I'm facing another, like, hardship,
sure.
Knowing that things aren't the way they used to be, but they can be when you put in, like, the hard work. And I think that's where I struggle the most, like, getting in my head and, like, the frustrations with it about, like, getting back into the game. Like, I tend to be super hard on myself. So, like, when I can't get to the ball because, like, I'm not used to the brace or something, I get in my head sometimes.
And you got to keep that brace on.
Yeah, definitely.
My son went through two of these the last 3 years, and I can tell you, keep that brace on. You take it off, and I know it's frustrating. Practice, oh, I'm just going to do a shoot-around, coach, I can leave it off. No, you can't. But you know what? Then you start playing the game. You're going to get back into your game mode now. It may take a few more weeks, but how do you feel your progress thus far? And coming off the bench, because you and Nye and JC do a great job in that three-person rotation in the post.
They've done a great job all season. I feel like I'm getting better every time I step on the court, just like getting those reps and being in that situation.
That is great. It's great. You know, it's so difficult coming back from an injury like that, and the hard work you put in, but the work is going to pay off in the end. So,
definitely.
I just think that I can see every time you're going out there, you're bigger and stronger, and you're feeling good about yourself. That's what you need to do.
Well, Coach Meyer, you came off a big win last week. You beat Johnson a week ago by one at their place. And you go on the road, go up to Mesa City, fifth-ranked team in Class 4A. They play a lot of 5A schools. And what an environment that was. And you win a high-scoring game up there, 82-70. So, and you come here and you're back to being around the Des Moines area, playing Urbandale for the second time, and I believe you got Marshalltown this Friday night. So getting back to action, I know next week it picks up with Johnston a week from Friday, and that's never easy, but you got a week to prepare for the Dragons as you look ahead to your schedule.
Yeah, you know, this is a time of the year that it just comes fast. It's Tuesday, Friday. January always seems to fly, and, you know, it's hard to balance you feel a little bit of the dread of winter,
right.
You know, and kind of some tiredness, but you got to keep pushing forward and get ready for postseason. So we're kind of in that middle ground right now where it's put your foot down and pedal to the metal.
All right, we're at halftime of the boys' game, Dowling leading 30-17. Josie, you get the final word. A shout-out to anybody listening out there you want to say hi to.
Shout-out to my mom, because I know she's listening down there.
Oh, she is. Oh, yeah, on the phone. She'll get in about 20 seconds here, but that's fine. What about, is Rodney here?
My dad is here, too. Right. Shout out to him. He's helped me with all the rehab.
How did he done with rehab? I know he would be able to get you in shape.
Yeah, well, he's over at the Ignite Gym, so I have all the equipment for, like, leg strength and stuff. So, you know, he's, like, pushing me to do that and stuff.
Well, Joseph, keep up the good work, and we look forward to watching you next week. Coach Meyer, congratulations on the win. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
We'll take a break. Come back with the second half. Dowling and Urbandale from the Urbandale Gym. It's Urbandale. Or Dowling leading Urbandale 30-17, back with more on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Straight Talk, 9A and 9P, Tuesdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym as Dowling leads at halftime 30-17 alongside Michael Morrow, Mark Amadale. And Michael, we got to look at the first half statistics.
Dowling shot well, 12 for 22 from the field for 55%. They were 3 for 4 at the free throw line for 75%, 10 rebounds, only 4 turnovers. They shot 3 for 6 from three-point range for 50%. Urbandale, 5 for 19, 25%, 6 for 11 at the free throw line, 9 rebounds, 4 turnovers, and 1 for 3 from three-point land. Total score at halftime, 30-17, Dowling, and that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, and Urbandale with the basketball. Henry Drake with it. Worked the left side. Urbandale going left to right towards the north basket here at the Urbandale gym as we are in the south gym. Top of the key, a three-pointer. Good by Henry Drake. And Drake now with his 6 point, and that's his via the 3 point shot. So both his baskets were 3 pointers. And it's 30-20, Dowling by 10. Maroons with the basketball. Now a backdoor cut, a shot up and in and out, no good by the Maroons. And I think that was
Yathanich.
Luke had hit the deck, and a foul on Urbandale. Economist will pick up the foul. That's his first. So both teams with a foul each to start the second half, and Yasinich to the free throw line. Luke with 4 points in the first half, and he'll get two free throws here. And free throw number one is good. 5 points now for Yasinich. Sam Ngoli had 8 points at halftime for the Maroons, as did John Wagner with 8. 5 points for Dylan Eastman. Jack Keel with the three-pointer. Second free throw good by Yasinich. He now has 6 points to round out scoring for Dowling. Okay, full court pressure by the Maroons. They've done that the whole game. Man-to-man, and they trap the first pass. Now Drake dribbles in the front court for Urbandale. Costello in the lane. A little hook shot around. Sam Ngoli is good. Anthony Costello with his first basket of the second half.
He's a nice player, Mark.
Certainly is.
Got a good size at 6'7", lefty.
And he has 14 points to lead Urbandale. 32-22 Maroons. And Ngoli gets loose again, and he shoots and scores. That's his 10th point.
He actually missed his first lay-in, got the rebound, and put it back up.
So he gets credit for an offensive rebound and two shots.
You've got it.
According to my stat guy here, Mr. Michael Morrow. 6:08 remaining. Third quarter, Dowling by 12, 34-22, and near steal by Yasinich.
Might be a 10-second call.
We've got a 10-second call in the backcourt, but no, we got a timeout called first by John Smith.
Okay.
And we'll take a one-minute break with 6:02 remaining. Third quarter, Dowling 34, Urbandale 22 here in the boys' contest. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaAndSons.net.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
What's uncommon and good at the same time? Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym. Mark Amadale, Michael Marl is Dowling with a 12-point lead, 34-22. 5:50 remaining, third quarter. Urbandale with the basketball. Jayhawks, Henry Drake with it, now guarded by Ngoli. Dowling stays man-to-man on defense. Here's Economist with it. They work at top of the key. Economist works left side, spins, nearly lost the basketball, and now we'll give it back to Drake. Here's Drake with it. He'll work the right side. Dowling stays man-to-man in this set. Leaves it for Steen, who's in there for Urbandale. Now Economist dribbles the free throw line, leaves it for Drake. He and Costello get crossed up, and now Drake, pull-up jumper, good, and just inside the three-point line is the basket by Drake there, Michael.
Urbandale 3-for-3 from the field in the first 3 minutes there.
And Drake has 5 of his 8 points here in the third quarter, 34-24, Dowling by 10. Maroons in the front court. They go right to left. Dowling wearing their road maroon uniforms with black numbers and the white trim around the numbers. Here's Wagner with it. John, down the lane he goes. As the ball stripped away by Drake. Henry Drake with an uncontested layup, and he's fouled at the end by Dowling's Luke Yasenich, and he'll have to earn the basket. So Yasenich picks up his third foul, and Drake will go to the line for two.
Drake stepped in there and knocked the ball away from Wagner and took it all the way to the other end of the floor, and Yasenich makes the good foul, if you can call it a good foul, and give him the easy two.
It looked like Wagner's defender baited him to bring it in and stayed right underneath the basket, and John did, but Drake left his man and
helped
out.
That's his quickness. That's the quickness of Drake.
And Henry's first free throw is good. That's his first free throw of the night. Drake, a 63% free throw shooter on the year. He's got 9 points. 34-25, Dowling by 9. Maroons won the first game last month, 73-57 at the Dowling Gym back on December 8th. And the second free throw by Drake, good. Maroons' lead is now 8. Full court pressure by Urbandale. Dowling inbounds the ball and goalie with it. He'll clear everybody out and bring the basketball up against Will Pattison. Gets it to Eastman. They work it left side to Clark on the baseline. Now they look inside to Wagner. Can't get it to him. Now they bring it out in the wing to Keel, who's in there with 3 fouls. Now Wagner underneath. His shot up and good. The basket will count, and a foul on Costello of Urbandale. So Wagner with his 10th point. He's in double figures.
Wagner got the ball on the block. He head and shoulder faked to the right and came back to the left, got the lay-in, and got the foul.
And you appreciate, as a coach, Wagner's spacing. He wasn't too deep when he received the ball. He was up to the mid-lane area on the right block.
He did everything you like about that play. He took his guy to the right side with the head and shoulder and came back to the left and drew the foul.
So one left-hander fouls the other. Free throw no good by Wags. He's got 10 points. Rebound Urbandale. The foul was on Costello. That's his first. Both teams with 2 team fouls. Here in the second half, timeouts. Dowling has 4. Urbandale with just 2 timeouts remaining. 4 minutes, 10 seconds remaining, third quarter. Dowling by 10, 36-26 over Urbandale. The girls' game was won by Dowling, 56-45. The Maroons won their 8th in a row. Now the Jayhawks have it underneath, and Costello couldn't handle the pass, and he throws the ball off of Jack Keel out of bounds to Urbandale to save the possession. Now Eastman will check out for the Maroons, and checking in will be Sam McMurray. Drake will inbound the ball. He gets to Pattison, guarded by McMurray. Now they switch off, and now Wagner will guard Pattison. Here's Drake for 3, and his shot's no good. Offensive rebound, Costello. And his put back up and short, he drew the foul. Foul on Dowling. I think they're going to get Keel for his 4th foul. Yes, they are.
He'll be coming right back out.
So Keel picks up his 4th foul. Jack has a 3-pointer tonight in the contest, but has been plagued by foul trouble, and his spot in the rotation. Coach O'Connor, he'll bring 3 guys in, and Keel's one of those 3, and there's a reason for that. It's all about the rotation. First free throw good by A.J. Costello. Costello with 15 points. And the second free throw good. 16 points for Costello.
Urbandale 4-for-4 at the line here in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure by the Jayhawks.
A.J. with 16 points, averages 15, was held to 4 the last time these two teams played. Not tonight. Dowling breaks the press. Here's Eastman. Leaves it for in goalie, Sam.
Oh.
Tried to step back three and left it for Eastman, but McMurray picks up the ball and puts it through the hoop. Sam picked up the loose ball and went to the basket. He's got 4 points, and Dowling's lead back up to 10.
What a crazy game basketball left. Sam threw it. There were a guy with moving away. Nobody was there. McMurray sliced it through to get the ball and ends up with an easy shot on a botched up play.
And fortunately for the Maroons, that pass by Sam was a touch pass where it wasn't a whole lot on it. It didn't go out of bounds. McMurray saved it and got the basket. Now a three-pointer no good by Urbandale. Bendy Kreif missed everything. Rebound Dowling. Maroons in transition. McMurray, corner three off the side of the backboard, no good, but the putback up and in on the offensive glass by Johnny Wags.
Another offensive rebound.
12 points for Wagner tonight. And now pressure in the backcourt, and ball slapped out of bounds by the Maroons. 40-28, Dowling by 12. This Maroons' biggest lead was at halftime when they led by 13. Jayhawks have cut it to 8 a few times, but haven't gotten any closer. Runs with full court press. Drake will throw it in for Urbandale. Lobs it into Steen, back to Drake. Henry all the way down court, and a lob pass for Costello, and that was errant as the pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball. Tried for the lob there, Michael, couldn't hit.
Nobody there. 2:40 left to go in the third quarter.
Dowling by 12, 40-28, full court pressure by Urbandale. 1-2-2. Dowling crossed the timeline. Here's McMurray with it. Underneath the Wagner. John, a power move, a shot in the lane, up, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Looked like one of those Kevin O'Hare shots. Thought it would go in and went the other way, and he drew the foul.
You know, that's being strong, because when he got fouled with his hands below his waist. So to get that ball off to the basket, you have to be a strong kid.
Casey Steen picks up the foul. That's his first. 13 foul on Urbandale, and the free throw up and no good by Wags. John with his 0-for-2 tonight at the free throw line has 12 points. He'll have one more free throw coming up. And it's off the rim, no good. Rebound Urbandale and Anthony Costello. He faces pressure in the backcourt by Blake Clark. Costello in the front court. 2:20 remaining third quarter, Dowling by 12. Don't forget the Iowa State Cyclones tipped off down at Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas tonight. Iowa State at Kansas. Iowa State looking to pick up their first conference win.
It's a tough place to try to get your first conference win.
Fog Allen is never easy. Been down there, and it's rough. Here's a shot in the lane. No good by Costello. Rebound Dowling in goalie. Sam with it. Leaves it for McMurray. And in the lane, McMurray. His shot up and good. Sam McMurray being aggressive. He was in double figures Friday night against Mesa City, and he's got 6 points off the bench for the Maroons tonight.
Double team. They're in trouble.
Sam had 10, and now a steal by Dowling. Going to call a jump ball. Good hustle by Luke Yasinich.
Right.
And Alex Economist. The ball was tied up at half court. Part of that Dowling press. Next up for Dowling is this Friday night. They'll be home against Marshalltown for a girls and boys doubleheader beginning at 6:15. Our next broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio will be 1 week from tonight, Dowling and East. And state championship coach and Sam Powell of Des Moines East in the girls game. And Mark Kaur, the former head coach at Pella, is the new Des Moines East boys basketball coach, hoping to turn that program around. And we'll have both games on Iowa Catholic
Radio. Another nice pay.
Underneath. And McMurray shoots and scores again. Got a nice assist that time, I believe, from Mangoli, Michael.
Nice assist from Mangoli and a nice finish by McMurray at the basket.
8 points for McMurray off the bench. 44-28, Dowling. In the lane, a shot no good by Economist. Rebound, Dowling. And the other way we go, a shot in the lane no good by McMurray. And the rebound cleared out of there by DeKreif, and he'll bring in the front court. Ben moves it over to the left wing to Pattison. Out to Drake, top of the key. 45 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, and it's all Dowling tonight. 44-28 here in the third. Now Drake for three, and it's good. Third three of the night for Henry Drake.
He has all their threes, I believe.
Yes, he does. He has three threes in the contest, and he has 11 points overall. Make that 13 points overall. He's got a pair of free throws. 44-31, Dowling by 13. 20 seconds remaining.
Dowling will play for the last shot.
Here is Riggs with it. It's Riggs, McMurray, and goalie Clark.
Oh, they threw
and
it away.
Eastman, and now a bad pass, stolen away by Urbandale, and Patterson for the uncontested lead.
Got lackadaisical with the ball there, and Urbandale made him pay.
So Patterson with his third point. 44-33 is our score, and that's how the quarter will end, with Dowling with an 11-point lead. Dowling 44, Urbandale 33, through three quarters of play here at the Urbandale Gym. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 9 o'clock.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a. and 9 p. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym alongside Michael Morrow, Mark Amadell. As we go into the fourth quarter, Dowling by 11, 44-33, and Urbandale with a first three-point basket a shot attempt, and it's no good. Rebound comes out to Dowling, and we'll set the lineups here in a moment. I want to thank our studio producer tonight, Jeff Pickett. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls won their eighth straight as they defeated Urbandale 56-45. Dowling now 11-1 in girls play, and here in the boys' game, the Maroons trying to make a doubleheader sweep, but a turnover by the Maroons. Jayhawks have it. Here's Drake with it. Over to Patterson on the right wing, guarded by Clark. And Patterson lost in the backcourt, but it was tipped away by Clark. And saved by Casey Steen, who gets the fourth quarter start. And now a long three by Drake. It's no good. Rebound Dowling and Yasinich. Outlet pass to Clark. Yasinich, Clark, Wagner, McMurray, and Ngoli, the five on the floor for Dowling. And down court layup, up and good by Blake Clark, who took it to the hole. Clark with his eighth point. Or check that. Clark with his second point. First 2 points for Blake. And it's 46-33. And now a steal by McMurray as an errant pass by DeKreif was picked off by Murray. And now Ngoli for three. Good! Whoa. And Dowling out to a 5-0 run to start the fourth quarter. And Sam Ngoli, to me, in Sun's three-pointer. That's his second of the night.
16-point lead for the Maroons.
And his 12th
of
the year.
Oh, nice hustle by Yasinich.
And now McMurray loses the ball out of bounds. And it'll be Dowling possession. And we've got a timeout.
Oh.
Well, the nice trail official recognized the timeout, and we'll keep it here, Michael. 49-33, Dowling with the lead over Urbandale early here in the fourth quarter, and you got to look at some of the numbers.
Well, the numbers in the third quarter were all Dowling's. Dowling was 6 for 12. They continued to shoot over 50% in the third quarter. They were 2 for 5 at the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 0 for 2 from three-point land. In the third quarter for Urbandale, they were 5 for 10, 4 for 4 at the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 2 turnovers, and 2 for 5. Urbandale outscored Dowling in the third quarter, 16 to 14.
Yeah, Urbandale got the last 4 points of the third quarter. Dowling leading scorer is Sam Ngoli with 13 points and 12 points for John Wagner. And then off the bench, Sam McMurray with 8 points to lead the Maroons. 6 points for Luke Yasinich. Blake Clark just got his first basket. And Jack Keel off the bench with 3 points. Dylan Eastman has 5 points for the Maroons. Dowling 5 of 9 through three quarters at the free throw line. Urbandale 10 of 15 at the free throw line through three quarters unofficially. Jayhawks are led by Henry Drake with, or rather, A.J. Costello with 16 points. He was followed by Henry Drake with 13 points. And rounding out scoring for the Jayhawks, 3 points for Will Pattison and 1 point for Alex Economist. Lucas Strain has yet to score. Now Dowling with the ball, leading by 16. Here's a Ngoli with it. See any changes for the Maroons on that last timeout. Now backdoor cut and a layup good. Ngoli with the assist. And Yasich with the basket. He's got 8 points. So 8 points for Luke Yasich, and Sam Ngoli, who comes in averaging 5 assists for the Maroons, has got 3 that I could think of right away. And Maroons up to a 51-33 lead. 18-point lead for Dowling, their largest of the night. All right, underneath, a shot in the lane is no good by Urbandale as they work it inside to Ben DeKreif. Rebound Dowling. Here's McMurray. In the lane he goes. Puts up a shot. Good. Right around. Casey Steen goes to McMurray. And he's got 10 points off the bench.
He's got most of those in the paint, too.
Yes, he does.
For a small guard. 5 second call on Urbandale there. Dowling will get the ball out of bounds under their own basket. Urbandale didn't get it in time, and Dowling will put it in play. They're up by 20.
Urbandale has been relentless, or Dowling's been relentless with their full court pressure all night long. Maroons inbound the ball. Here's Yasich with it. Gets it out to Ngoli. Sam dribble drives. Pull-up jumper. Left wing. Good.
Wow.
Nice bounce. Or a nice shot off the glass. Bank shot, if you will, from the left side. 10 feet out. So Ngoli with 15 points. And it's 55-33 Maroons.
Dowling on an 11-0 run.
By 22, and they are just pouring it on here as they're taking control of this contest.
11-0 run to start the quarter.
Whistling a foul. And Wagner picks up the foul out of the Dowling full court pressure. On Wags, that's his first. Team foul number 4 in the Maroons. 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling 55, Urbandale 33. Now substitutions for the Jayhawks. They'll bring in Lucas Strain, number 12. Will Pattison will stay in. Here's Henry Drake with the basketball as they inbound it. Also in there, Justin Board, 6'6 senior, getting back into the action. As he gets the ball to DeKreif. Now a corner three by Drake. No good. Rebound Wagner. Outlet pass to Ngoli. He's guarded by Drake. Dowling in the front court. Now backdoor cut by Wagner in the lane. A leaner that's up and good. Johnny Wags with the shot of the night, maybe.
13-0 run to start the quarter.
He's got 14 points. And they let him go ISO that time from the top of the key, and he made it. 57-33 Maroons. Dowling by 24. Urbandale with the ball. Top of the key for 3 is Board. It's good.
He ends that 13-0 run.
That is the first basket of the fourth quarter by Urbandale, and they almost went 4 minutes without a score. And it's a 3-pointer by Board. That's his 4th of the year. 57-36, Dowling by 21. Now a whistle and a foul on Urbandale. Drake will pick up his 3rd foul. Team foul number 4 in the Jayhawks.
Both teams with 14 fouls.
For the Jayhawks, they will host Mason City in a girls and boys doubleheader here at the Urbandale South Gymnasium on this coming up Friday night, January 12th. Dowling will be on the road. Now
nice
lob pass underneath.
They're
we got an offensive foul on Yasich. They say he threw his elbow as he went up against Lucas Strain. Drake helps Yasich off the.
That's a play that could have went either way. But Yasich gets the foul on it. He kind of might have pushed off or with his shoulder.
That's his 4th foul. Yeah, Luke elevated, and so did the defender, but Luke kind of pushed off with his left elbow. And that's what caught the official's eye. Full court pressure by Dowling. The Maroons lead it by 21. 3:45 remaining here in the fourth. Drake in the backcourt. Needs to get across the timeline, and he does. Just barely across the 10-second line. Urbandale will start their offense. There's Strain with it. Back to Drake. Also in there for Urbandale, Ben DeKreif. And Justin Board stays in the post. Now we got a whistle and a foul on the Maroons. This might be on Johnny Wags before the shot. Check that. It'll be on Eastman. That's his 2nd. Team foul number 6 on Dowling. 3.5 minutes remaining. Maroons lead it 57-36 here in this boys' contest. Part of the Iowa Conference. Dowling trying to improve to 4-1 in conference play, and Urbandale would fall to 1-4 in Iowa Conference play. Other teams in the conference include Marshalltown, Fort Dodge, Mesa City, and the Johnston Dragons. Now dribbling baseline, a shot up and good by Will Pattison is good. He drew the foul, and the basket will count. Foul on Dowling. It'll be on McMurray. That'll be Sam's first foul in the 17th foul.
Nice baseline, nice baseline drive. Took McMurray to the baseline on the right side. And drew the foul. He got a chance for the traditional three-point play. First free throw of the fourth quarter for either team. No good.
Pattison's free throw no good. Ball slapped around. Urbandale slapped it right in the hands of Ngoli. He gets it down court to Eastman, and his shot is good. Dylan Eastman with the 7 point.
Wow, Dowling's shooting a great percentage.
59-38 Maroons. 2:55 remaining. Boy, did we ever see a sold-out game last Friday night down in Oskaloosa?
Well, that was something.
As Oskaloosa defeated Norwalk by 35. And we saw an absolute packed house there. Now a corner three for Urbandale is no good by Ben DeKreif. Rebound Jayhawks with 2.5 minutes remaining. Here's DeKreif with it. Guarded by Eastman. Gets it over to Drake. Yasinch will check in with four fouls here in the next dead ball for Dowling. Here's Drake with the top of the key. He'll leave it for Board for three. Good. Justin Board with his second three of the night. He's got 6 points off the bench. And a full timeout called by Urbandale. We'll take a 1 minute break. 2:14 remaining. Fourth quarter. Dowling 59, Urbandale 41. Back with more from the Urbandale Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Meagle. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym. Dowling leading 59-41, 2:10 remaining. Full court pressure by the Maroons. They inbound the ball, and Clark goes all the way down the lane and shot up and good. The basket will count, and a foul on Urbandale. And the Maroons now with a 20-point lead. Michael Morrow.
That just made 8 for 9. From the field in the fourth quarter for the Maroons.
Shooting-wise from
shooting
the field.
Shooting-wise, 8 wow. for 9 from the field. Most of them lay-ins. They do have 1-3 this quarter.
That was by Ngoli.
8 baskets, that's 16 points. And on a three-pointer, they got 19 points this quarter, 8 for 9 shooting.
Fouls on Luke Sams, who checked in for Urbandale, and head coach John Schmitz. Jayhawks about ready to fall to 4-6 on the season. They'll fall to 1-4 in Iowa Conference play. Sams with the foul. That's a 15 foul on Urbandale. Free throw good by Blake Clark. Blake with all 5 of his points tonight as he got the start here in the fourth quarter. As Dowling now leading 62-41. Maroon's largest lead has been 24. And right now at 21. With it is Board. Justin dribbles in the baseline. And tries to leave the ball for strain. He threw it away into the scorer's table. So out of bounds to Dowling, and the Maroons are going to empty their bench.
10th turnover for Urbandale.
How many has Dowling had tonight, Michael?
Dowling has had 8. 8 turnovers for the Maroons. Very manageable. Well, you can keep turnovers. You know, with 1:50 left, you keep turnovers under 10. The way basketball is played today, I know it hasn't been a real heavy-paced game.
Turnovers and rebounding are big stats
yes.
that coaches like. Here's Ngoli with it. Leaves it for Yasinich. His shot is no good, and he'll go to the free throw line as he's fouled on the play. And wholesale substitutions, foul on Urbandale. It'll be on Lucas Strain. That'll be his first 16 foul on Urbandale. Dowling with 17 fouls. Minute 40 remaining, and Yasinich to the line. Luke tonight with 8 points. Chance of getting double figures here. And the first free throw good.
9
points for Yasinich. As Wagner. In goalie, will check out for Dowling. Zach Prey set the check in. Luke Kavan, number 53 in the lineup for Dowling, along with Drew Keeter. And the second free throw good. So Yasinich leaves in double figures with 10. That'll close out his night. He goes 4-for-4 at the free throw line and a pair of field goals for his 10. 63-41, Dowling by 22.
Dowling 20th point of the quarter.
What a shooting quarter that has been for the Maroons.
Unbelievable quarter.
All right, here is Economist. They work the ball left side. Urbandale has emptied their bench. Economist, three-pointer on the right wing. It's no good. And the rebound cleared out by Kavan. Outlet pass to Keeter. Layup good.
Wow, that
Drew
nice.
Keeter off the bench with 2 points for the Maroons.
Nice transition bucket. Good to see a kid come off the bench and get the lay-in.
That was all started by Kavan's rebound and outlet pass.
25-point lead.
66-41. Dowling by 25 here in the fourth quarter. Under a minute remaining. Here's Board for three. It's no good. And saving it out of bounds nicely by Pattison, and now they work it inside. And a shot by Board is no good, but he's fouled. Foul on Dowling. So Zach Prey picks up the foul. Also in there for Dowling, Anthony Coppola, number 13 in the lineup.
9-for-11 shooting for the Maroons here in the fourth quarter.
And the free throw is no good by Board. Or rather, it is good. He's got 7 points off the bench. And DeKreif will take a seat on the bench for Urbandale. He'll be replaced by number 40, Alex Augustine. Second free throw by Board is good. He's got 8 points off the bench for the Jayhawks. 66-43, Dowling, 45 seconds remaining. Keeter in the backcourt. Gets it to Coppola. Anthony dribbles in the front court. He'll hand it off to Zach Prey. Prey with it, left wing. Looking inside to Kavan. Now they work the right side. Now down the lane, a shot off the glass. Up and good. Coppola with his first 2 points of the season. 68-53 Maroons. 25-point lead for Dowling.
They got the walk. They got the walk on it.
In the lane and traveling, as you mentioned, Michael, on Urbandale. It
11
looks Sam's.
Jayhawk turnover.
15 seconds remaining. Dowling will improve to 7-3 overall. They're ranked just outside the top 10 under receiving votes category in the Class 4A top 10. They'll move to 7-3 on the year, 4-1 in Iowa conference play. Urbandale will fall to 4-6 overall and 1-4 in conference play. And Keeter just dribbles it out, and the final, Dowling 68, Urbandale 43, as the Maroons have now won 6 of their last 7 games. For the Jayhawks, they now have lost 4 of their last 5 games. Once again, the final, Dowling 68, Urbandale 43 in the boys' contest. And in the girls' contest, it was the Dowling girls, a winner tonight, 56-45 over Urbandale. Dowling girls now improved 11-1, and they've won 8 in a row. Again, the final of the boys' contest, Dowling 68, Urbandale 43. Along with Michael Morrow, this is Mark Amadale. Our studio producer is Jeff Pickett. And we'll return with our post-game show following these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Join us for John Leonetti in the morning, weekdays at 7 a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Urbandale Gymnasium alongside Michael Morrow, Mark Amadale. Final score in the boys' contest, Dowling defeating Urbandale 68-43. So the Maroons sweep the season series with Urbandale. The Maroons winning last month at the Dowling Gym, 73-57 over the Jayhawks, and tonight the return match here at Urbandale, and Dowling a winner. Joined us late, the girls game won by the Maroons also, 56-45. Dowling girls now have won 8 in a row, and they're 11-1 on the season. Dowling boys improved to 7-3 on the season. And as we total our numbers up tonight, Michael Morrow and I are going through the final game statistics, but the Jayhawks put two players in double figures. And they also had a few people that were shut out tonight. Some of their starters did not factor much into the contest. But the Jayhawks had two players in double figures. And one young man off the bench, a senior, Justin Board, contributing 8 points. But, Michael Morrow, you got to look at some of the final numbers. It's all Dowling. And what a phenomenal shooting percentage for the Maroons in that fourth quarter. They had Dowling, what, 10 of 11 at one point?
10 of 12 for the quarter for 83%. But their game shooting was just an outstanding job. 28 for 46 from the field at 61% clip. 8 for 12 at the free throw line for 67%. They had 21 rebounds and only 8 turnovers. From the three-point line, they were 4 for 9 for 44%. So every part of their offensive game was excellent. You'll take matter of fact, you'll take it. You wish you could get close to that every game, but they're outstanding in the fourth quarter. They just really gave it to Urbandale in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 24-10. With 10 for 12 from the field, 1 for 1 from the three-point line, about everything you can do, 3 for 3 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
That always looks good when the ball goes in, and Dowling did look good tonight against the team that just outmanned in Urbandale.
And for Urbandale, they went 12 of 15 unofficially at the free throw line, and they had two players in double figures led by A.J. Costello. Anthony Costello, as he's also known by, 16 points. Henry Drake with 13 points, and he nailed, I think it was three threes in the contest for the Jayhawks. And then rounding out scoring, Will Pattison off the bench with 5 points. Justin Board off the bench with 8 points for the Jayhawks. Ben DeKreif did not score for Urbandale, and Alex Economist with 1 point. So it was just Drake and Costello, the double digits for the Jayhawks, as the Maroons really took away their second and third options, it seemed like.
And two good players, Drake and Costello. I think last time you said they had four people in double figures for Urbandale. So Dowling defensively tightened it up tonight. Their full court pressure gave Urbandale some problems. Dowling just executed all the offensive end, got a lot of easy shots.
Well, you mentioned that, Michael. Ben DeKreif had 18 points in the first meeting. He was held to no points
no
tonight.
Points. Well, there
and
you
he's
go.
He's a senior.
There you go.
Pattison had 14 off the bench for Urbandale last time. He was held to 5 tonight. And Drake got his points. He had 13 the first meeting. He had 13 tonight for the Jayhawks.
Jake is quick. He's just, you know, 5'7", not a lot you can do. But he makes up for it with good quickness, and he's strong.
Yes, he is. Now for Dowling, the Maroons offensively tonight had four players in double figures, led by Sam Angoli with 15 points. Sam knocked down two threes in the contest to put him at 12 threes on the year. And then 14 points for John Wagner. Wags with seven field goals. And he went 0 for 3 at the free throw line. And then 10 points each for Sam McMurray off the bench for the Maroons and for Luke Yasich, who had 10 points. Rounding out scoring for the Maroons, 7 points for Dylan Eastman, 5 points for Blake Clark, and 3 points for Jack Keel, who battled foul trouble. He ended up with 4 fouls, but he had 3 midway through the second quarter. And 2 points each for Drew Keeter and Anthony Coppola late in the fourth quarter as Dowling put 9 players in the scoring column tonight to win it. By the score of 68-43 over Urbandale.
You know, Dowling got a lot of, you know, reason why for high percentage, Dowling got a lot of shots in the paint. Take McMurray, for example, the little guard. He did a very good job What did he get? He got double figures, didn't he?
He had 10 points and 5
points,
field goals.
And I think most of them from in close.
Yeah.
I mean, just lay-ins, taking the ball strong to the basket. So not only got the good looks, they shot the ball well, made the shots. They've always been a good offensive rebounding team. They're able to finish on the offensive side. Johnny Wagner, again, you can just see every game he's getting better and better, his inside presence. And you get some relief from the young freshman Riggs, who comes in and out and spares him and gives you a little bit of break. Pretty good. What kind of game did Angoli have tonight? Because it was a quiet game, but probably still in double figures, I think.
Yeah, Sam had 15 points.
Yeah, how about that? 15 points is in a quiet game for a lot of kids.
He had 8 points at halftime, but he was 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half and had a 3-point basket and 2-point basket. Yeah. And Urbandale was well aware of him. He was the guy that they had to control.
Yeah. Anytime you get 15 and the colored man is up for saying he had a quiet game, boy, you got to fire the colored man. He did a good job.
He did.
15 points. He's just a solid player.
And Dowling with the 25-point win. That was their largest lead of the night. It came in the fourth quarter, obviously. So the Maroons now in this series. Dowling now leading the Urbandale 14-10 in the series dating back 2006-2007. And the Maroons have now won 6 in a row against the Jayhawks on the boys' side of things. And the Dowling girls have got quite a run going on the girls' side of things. I think the Dowling girls at one time, they've won 15 in a row against Urbandale. So the neighbors to Dowling's north, they've kind of owned here, and that's been the Jayhawks. It's the final time these two teams are scheduled to meet during the regular season. Michael, substates will be out here in the next few
weeks. Tell
me
about the seating on that, Mark. I keep waiting to see.
Nothing.
I don't know where I'm going to read it at, but I keep waiting to see where the seating's going to be.
Well, they got to get the groupings out first.
Okay, so that's not even done. Seemed like years ago
everything.
We knew all this thing.
Well, you knew the groupings during the football playoffs.
Okay,
you knew who
so.
Your six teams were in your area, but you didn't know the seedings until after week 15 or after game 15. Now it's a little bit different.
Now, how many games to get the seeding? You didn't even know that?
I don't know what they've done there, and hopefully next Tuesday I'll
know something.
I'll do a little research on that.
They haven't released it. It's important now. Now we're talking about getting into middle of January next week, and
right with everything on Huddle, and that's the coach's tool. They have all everything is filmed on Huddle. You get a password, you can get in, so anybody can be seen. So scouting is not really an issue because once you get your seating,
but you're talking about scouting. They don't put their film. They don't put
everything's
tape,
on
taped on there too.
Everything. Every team has it.
Wow.
Yep.
So what happens if you don't provide it?
You don't get any. You don't get access to anything. It's kind of how it works.
Everybody agrees to share.
Yeah, and
that's a good deal.
That's going on for four or five
well,
years.
Well, that's how far I'm the best.
I remember when you
used to
have to
bringing
drive
up those big. Well, you had to bring those big. What do you call those VCRs?
That's, yeah,
goes back to my day. They weighed about 600 pounds.
Yeah,
and you had the VCR tape. And
well, you used to have to go out and scout. Physically.
I did. You had to go physically scout.
Physically scout.
You took that scouting report. Because usually I had to come back, and I'd always have this kind of scouting report. Don't worry about number 26. He can't do nothing. Then you go off for 18 points, and you look really bad in the locker room at the end of the year.
My question is, could they read your writing, or did you
they
write,
couldn't
like,
read
you,
the writing.
You write like a doctor.
I wrote a little bit like a doctor, but I verbalized it. I say, don't guard that guy. He can't make any buckets. And then he'd have a career high that night, and it'd be awful embarrassing.
I hope there's some scouting reports in the archives of Dowling that are accessible.
Well, there are
I'd love to see those.
There are some.
We're going to take a break here on the postgame show. Again, the Dowling, a doubleheader winner tonight. The boys' game, 68-43 over Urbandale, and the girls' game, Dowling girls victorious 56-45, along with my broadcast partner, Michael Morrow. Mark Amadale, Jeff Pickett is our studio producer. We'll take our final break and come back and wrap things up from the Urbandale gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Make your morning commute with Teresa Tomeo's Catholic Connection, weekdays at 8 o'clock a.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gymnasium. Mark Amadale, Michael Morrow. I want to thank Bill Watson and the facility folks here at Urbandale High School for letting us get set up, even though we're up high in the Euchre seats, they call it, the balcony seats. as Dowling a winner tonight, 68-43 in the boys contest, and the Dowling girls a winner, 56-45. And I want to thank Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, along with Kemen, for supporting our broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio of Dowling Catholic Sports. I also want to thank St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. And our thanks to our three-point supporter, and that is Tumi and Sons, located on Des Moines South Side at 1501 Southeast First. I want to thank Mario and all the fine folks at Tumi and Sons for sponsoring our three-point shots. And Michael Morrow, we wrap things up. The Dowling boys now won six of their last seven games, and the Dowling girls on a run themselves with the win tonight. They're 7-0.
So the Dowling boys' three defeats have been to Iowa City West. They still number one?
Yes, they are.
Johnston? Johnston is somewhere in the high.
Johnston is
third. And North.
And North second. So they've lost to number one, two, and three.
Right. And, you know, all three, I didn't go to the Iowa City game, but I did see Johnston and North. Either one of those games could have won either way.
Yeah, absolutely. It came down the wire.
But North kind of pulled away late, but it was close.
Yeah, next up for Dowling, the Maroons will be hosting Marshalltown on Friday. We will not be broadcasting that doubleheader. Our next broadcast will be a week from tonight as Des Moines East comes to the Dowling Gym. That'll be our first game in the Dowling Gym in 2018. Hard to believe we're going to go 16 days into January before our first game there. And for Urbandale, their next contest is they host Mason City here at the Urbandale Gym this Friday, January 12th. So, Michael, as we wrap things up, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. And we'll see a Des Moines East team under head coach Sam Powell on the girls' side, who's won a state title, and Mark Corr, who won a state title at Pella on the boys' side, coming over to coach Des Moines East in his first year. So we're looking forward to seeing Des Moines East. I know they're kind of struggling right now on the boys' side, but we'll be our next broadcast.
They always have good athletes over there.
They do.
You'll see some good athletes.
All right. Michael, thanks for all
you
do.
Mark,
and we'll talk to you next Friday. You know, we didn't have to go as far tonight. We went to Oskaloosa for Friday, saw a great game.
Well, we saw the real deal in that. That Xavier?
Xavier Foster. His team was tremendous. You
know, I looked at him, and I think
who did he remind you of?
He reminded me of a big guy. Is he a sophomore?
6'8", sophomore.
So he's a sophomore. Caden Clark's a sophomore.
Yep.
Those are two of the best sophomores. I want to say.
There you go.
I know that.
The class of 2020.
I'm just telling you, two of the best on the women's side and on the men's side.
Well, we've seen them this year.
Not just in Iowa, but in the
probably the Midwest.
You got it.
Xavier Foster's quite a treat. As a matter of fact, we saw him. We get there, watching the game. We're sitting behind the Oskaloosa bench, and he gets two fouls in the first 2 minutes, and he sits the whole first half, and his team takes a 6-point lead and stretches it to 16 in the first half.
Well,
that's amazing.
They go 6-11 with Foster, 6-9, and 6-5.
Yeah, the William Penn son's kid is a pretty nice player.
They're
have a good supporting cast. I look forward to seeing Oskaloosa probably in the 3A state tournament.
I do too.
All right. Michael, thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. That'll wrap up our broadcast here from the Urbandale Gymnasium. Our thanks to Athletic Director at Dowling and Head Football Coach Tom Wilson. Of course, Dr. Dan Ryan, the President of Dowling Catholic, and Matt Maindring, the Principal. We thank them for their support. Also, Michael Connor and Mary Pick in the Athletic Office at Dowling. And, of course, our Dowling Chaplain, Father Zach Koski, for all they do. Tonight's studio producer has been Jeff Piggott, and the Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio is Tony Calumet. We want to thank our business underwriters and supporters for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports here on Iowa Catholic Radio in our 41st year. We also want to thank our guests from Urbandale High School in the athletic department, headed by Athletic Director Bill Watson, the Associate AD Athletic Directors Josh Jacobs, Andrew Olson, and everybody behind the scenes, and of course their outstanding PA man, Joe Heyman, who does a great job. Hammond does a tremendous job for Urbandale facilities, and we appreciate working with them. Our thanks to Urbandale girls basketball coach Gary Birdwell and the boys coach John Smits and their staff, and, of course, to Dowling staff of Kristen Meyer and Michael Connor. Again, the final score of tonight's doubleheader, Dowling winning both games tonight. Boys game 68-43 Maroons. Maroons improved to 7-3 overall in on the season, and the Dowling girls a winner tonight, 56-45 over Urbandale, and Dowling girls now 11-1 on the season. Our next broadcast will be next Tuesday night, January 16th. The East is at Dowling, pregame at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 6:15 from the Dowling Gym. Hope you can join us for the broadcast. And for my broadcast partners tonight, John Chido on the girls' side, Michael Morrow on the boys' side, this is Mark Amadale, and we thank you for listening to the official radio network for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM here in the greater Des Moines area, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. And we want to thank you for listening and supporting our coverage. This is Mark Amadale wishing you and your families a safe and blessed faith-filled week.
Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Please support the businesses that support Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and smartphones everywhere on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Sponsored by Blessman Ministries and the People's Abstract Company.